live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My next guest on the phone is Dan Houston, who's owner of Houston Fitness Consultants. And the reason I'm calling him today is for another company that he has. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
Hi, very good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. When I talked to you before about some fitness aspects of life, the subject of global warming salsa came up. So I told you at the time I needed to call you back to discuss this. A, the name is great. I love the name.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to figure out what party went on when the name came up, and we may ask about that too. But tell me how you come up with a side business from being a fitness consultant of a salsa business.
Well, we are in the with our fitness business, we do a lot of weight management consulting and a lot of seminars, and we also teach a children's fitness class at a school. And we always find that when we review people's diets or their dietary habits, they're usually very low on fruits and vegetables. And we also know that when they go on a calorically correct diet, they usually feel that they don't have enough flavor in the foods they're eating. It's usually either too bland or there's not enough. So for about the last 10 years, we've recommended salsa as a low-calorie, low-sodium way to add a lot of flavor to their foods. Well, I happen to like salsa. Our logo for our training business is a chili pepper. And I used to make my own batches. I like to work in the kitchen, and I love to explore different cuisines. And one day, we just decided to make a batch to bring into a studio for an event we had, and everybody devoured it. They said, how come we can't, you know, where's this from? What brand is it? I said, I just made it up from scratch before he came in. So our clients issued a challenge to us to see what we could do. And we thought it would be fun, and we said, you know, it'd be kind of novel to create something using Michigan products and, you know, use something that we could do to accent our business, but also to help our clients get more variety and more fun out of their food. So I came up with an idea. We were scratching out some ideas on a napkin at a restaurant, and I came up with a global warming idea. And my idea behind it was, well, all these different cultures have spicy foods or spicy elements to their cuisine. I said it'd be kind of fun to see what a salsa would be like if it was made in Italy, or what a salsa would be like if it was made in Morocco or Japan. So that was where I came up with the global warming idea. It plays on the salsa. You know, we got a little tongue-in-cheek humor about the whole political aspect of global warming. But really, we're really just trying to promote global cuisine and global culture, which is what we try to encourage our clients to do, to not eat the same foods all the time, to explore, to try new cultures. They love it. It opens up doors for them to try new things when they go out, to cook differently at home. So we created our salsa as a way for our clients to use it as a cooking sauce or a salad dressing, or as a salsa as a standalone.
Go ahead.
Well, it turned out that the recipe that I had been making at home, actually, the first time we got the first bottles done, we entered it into a contest called the National Hot Pepper Awards. And we took first place in the medium category and first place in the hot category, and we won best overall. That was less than a week after we came out with the company, so we thought it was really actually an easy business to get into, which we knew was wrong. But we felt like that was a good start. So we've actually now won 22 national awards in the last 2.5 years, and we've actually created some very loyal fans of the product around the country, and we have 8 different varieties at this point. We have a few more on the way. Our goal is to come up with 15 total global flavors.
Are you stunned at your own success? I mean, like you said, you kind of did this, you know, made it in the kitchen and took it to the gym or whatever, and then it's taken off from there. I mean, it's incredibly exciting, but are you just kind of surprised?
Well, especially considering my actual cooking background was working at McDonald's in high school. So I cooked because I was single till I was 39, and I had a cat, and he couldn't cook. So if it wasn't me, it wasn't going to happen. So I actually really enjoyed food. And I use the chili pepper as a reference for our business because of the different, you know, the very intensities, how much heat can someone tolerate? So that's what got me playing on the warming idea. But I thought it was unique, and we had done a little bit of research, and we found that nobody had really come up with this concept for salsa. So we came up with a very marketable idea that kind of played on the politics without trying to take a stand on either side, because, you know, you get two adults in a room talk about global warming, and one of them is going to be throwing a chair at the other guy within about 5 minutes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it just doesn't go well. So we tried to have a little fun with it. But we just really like the idea of being able to celebrate global flavors. I mean, there's one thing that everybody in the world has in common, and that's that we like to eat. And it's fun to explore other cultures and do it in a way that's respectful of their culture, but also in a unique way to do it. So right now we've got our classic fire-roasted mild, medium, and hot. We also have our hottest one, which is called Global Warming End of the World. And that's won the most awards out of any of ours. And then we have our global flavors. We have four global flavors right now. We have a Japanese version of our salsa, which features fresh ginger, toasted sesame, and a hint of wasabi, and it's based on our medium. We have Italy, which is like a basil pesto after note on our medium salsa, but with a little pepper kick at the end. We have India, which is a red curry, cardamom, and ghost pepper version. And then we also have Cajun, and that was to celebrate the Cajun culture and the, you know, the French Cajun culture down in Louisiana. And we thought it tied in well with New Orleans winning the Super Bowl. So,
you've covered it all. This is marketing genius. You said you started, of course, making this in your kitchen, just whipping it up one day. Where is it made now?
We have it produced in Auburn Hills. We actually work with a company that's been making products for other stores and restaurants for over 20 years. And, you know, they're called Elena's. They've got their own gourmet brand of Italian foods. But we were introduced to them by the owners of a gourmet food store in Highland that was called Colasani's. And they were kind enough to tell us that we should definitely be having this, you know, pursuing this as a business. And they got us started, put us in touch with some people. And we wanted to stay Michigan, so we have the labels printed in Wixom. And we have the product packaged and produced in Auburn Hills. And we even recycle the empty jars when we do our tasting events at the Davisburg Candle Factory.
Well, so again, staying true to Michigan and keeping everything in the state.
Yes. And then the proceeds from the salsa, which, you know, being a small company, we didn't really have any big plans to get rich off of it, but we thought we'd have fun. So we used the proceeds to create children's fitness programs that are currently in about 30 schools that, you know, as the salsa grows, we hope to get into more schools around the state because we can provide those materials for free. And it's our way of kind of fighting childhood obesity in a proactive way. But at the same time, we found that kids really love salsa, and the parents like that because the kids will eat fruits and vegetables that way. It's not, the food isn't wasted. They actually really enjoy it.
Certainly.
And we do fundraising events for kids' sports teams if they're interested, where instead of going out and selling the candy bars or the popcorn or the pizza kits, which are all good for raising money, but they're not the healthiest foods that they can put on the table, we give the kids a little 30-second introduction to the salsa and explain what it does, and they go door-to-door with it, and they double their money. They can make a, you know, if they sell a case, each kid makes about $30. And it's not something that they have to wait for to be delivered. It's something quick. It's fun. The kids like the name. They love the labels. And they also like the fact that they discovered a way to eat fruits and vegetables. It's actually fun for them.
We're running out of time here, but where can people get, find Global Warming Salsa?
Well, right now we're mostly concentrated in areas that I can get to on my lunch break. So we're in Oakland County. We get into Wayne and Macomb. I was actually down in Ann Arbor today because we've got the Hiller's chain. They're actually running an ad this week featuring our salsa and me by name, which I thought was very flattering. But we mail order all over the country, and we're working our way west in the state, and we're hoping to be in the capital soon, and we're hoping to work our way to Grand Rapids this summer.
Very good.
And just going to share a little Global Warming and have a little fun with it. So
I think a lot of fun with it. Dan, I can't thank you enough, and I'll be looking forward to you coming to Lansing.
That'll be great. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you so much, Dan. Have a great night.
Pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
Very good. We've been speaking with Dan Houston, a fitness consultant and owner of Global Warming Salsa. We'll be back with more after this. Coming up, Senator Spencer Coggs from Wisconsin. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.